Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I wanted to talk with you all about how it all starts with believing. You know, we may not realize the importance of believing, but believing is a crucial factor in our walk with God. But in order for us to see God's promises, we first have to believe. And scripture calls it faith, right? Believing without seeing. And just this past, these past couple of weeks, I've just been so intentional in just meditating in the truth of my value in God. That I am a child of God, that I am beautiful. Because like many of you, I can easily just start just thinking bad about myself, being in a place of comparison, whether I'm going on Instagram or social media and just feeling like, man, like I wished I looked like that, or just finding faults in myself. Sometimes, you know, it can be a very bad habit because we can easily start thinking about these thoughts and allowing these lies to torment us. Instead of believing that we're beautiful, we start believing the lies of the enemy that we're not beautiful, that we're ugly. And if we continue to think about those lies in our minds, when we see ourselves, we are going to start believing in those very lies. And during my moments of stillness with God, when I was just meditating and asking the Lord to help me to see myself as He sees me, to see myself as beautiful, He posed a rhetorical question for me. And He said, "What if believing you are beautiful is what makes you beautiful?" And the moment that the Lord said that, it got me thinking like, wow, if believing that I was beautiful is what made me beautiful, of course I would want to think of myself as beautiful because it would make me beautiful. But in that moment, God reminded me that that is the truth, right? Like in order for us to be beautiful, we have to believe first that we are beautiful. And this principle of believing can be applied to many different factors. You know, maybe right now you're not in a place where you're struggling with insecurity or your beauty, but even with who God has called you to be, right? Even our salvation, we have to receive it by faith. That's why Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith." Right? It's by grace that we're saved because without Jesus, we can't even be saved, right? We need the blood of Jesus to wash us clean. So it is by grace that we have been saved through faith. And the Lord was just reminding me that truth is irrelevant if I don't believe it, right? Like no matter whatever truth exists out there, if we don't choose to believe it, that truth doesn't apply to us. So many people, like God can continue to say that I'm beautiful, my husband, my loved ones, but if I myself don't believe it, I won't ever see myself as beautiful. The fact that I am beautiful will never apply in my life unless I actually choose to believe in that truth. And like I said earlier, this applies also to our salvation walk with God. The truth is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to eternal life. But if we don't believe in Jesus, we will not get eternal life. Right? Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And so we have to believe first that Jesus died for us in order for us to receive him and to receive eternal life. And so everything all starts with believing. And you know, many times we tend to want to see something in order to believe it. But we have to understand that faith is believing without seeing. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." So that means that we don't live and make decisions based on what we see or what is presented to us. But we are living by faith in what God has spoken and trusting that God will bring to pass what he has spoken. And I believe many of you guys might be in a place right now where you may be struggling to believe because you're not seeing it. But that's where we have to get our minds in scripture. Right? When we read the Bible and we read these amazing stories of how God came through for these men and women who were just like us, they were just humans. When we see how God was faithful, it should open our eyes to see if God was faithful to them, then God will be faithful to me. I love the new song that, I don't know actually if it's new, but John Thurlow has this one song where he says, "I remember your faithfulness to Moses. I remember your faithfulness to David." And God has been speaking to me and saying, "Will you trust that what I did for those in the Bible, I will do for you?" And I believe that God is wanting you to challenge you to really look into your heart and see, you know, is there a lack of trust in your heart with God? Because the things that we read in the Bible, like the purpose of us even reading the Bible is to be able to know God's nature, right? His nature is faithfulness. He always does what he says. He's provider, he's father, he loves us, and we can be safe in his arms. When you read Hebrews 11, you can see all the stories of men and women of God in the Bible who had faith. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. And so guys, for all these instances in the Bible, they had to take a step of obedience. They had to move in faith in order to see God's promises come true, right? Like Noah, when God told him to build the ark, he didn't even see rain. It hadn't rained for so long, but he still built it in faith. And because of that, he was saved. Abraham, even though he didn't know where God was taking him, God called him out to leave his comfort zone, his family, his hometown. But because he left and obeyed in faith, he received his inheritance from God. And so just the same thing with us. We have to remember that we have to believe first. We can't be operating with like, well, let me see and wait on what God's going to do. God wants us to be moving in faith first, which is why in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And if we want to be able to seek the Lord and to encounter him, we must first believe that he exists. Right? And so many times you just think like, well, I want to see God first. Not all of us have seen God in physical form. That's why Jesus says, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." Jesus says in John 20, he says to Thomas, "You believe because you see me. Those who believe without seeing will be truly blessed." Right? And that's us today. We can actually be blessed by encountering the Lord through faith. And that here in Hebrews 11, it says, "He rewards those who earnestly seek him." But the way to seek him is we have to seek him by faith, right? And when we're coming into our alone times with God, we need to start having an expectation that he will come, that he's there. Because if we're really approaching our alone times with thinking, well, I hope God comes, I hope he shows up, right? Or we start thinking that we're not worthy enough to come before God, that's when we can't hear him right. That's when we feel like, I don't feel his presence. We need to come to God with faith, knowing that he is there, knowing that he lives inside of us and that he wants to speak to us. And so if you're in a place right now where you're struggling to trust God, that's when you need to get in the word, right? Start feeding your heart, start feeding your ears with God's truth, right? Scripture says that faith comes through hearing the word. And so as you read the word, invite the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to see God rightly. That's been a prayer that I have, is God, help me to see you rightly. Because if we truly see God, who he is, God is sovereignty, God who is able to do the impossible, faith becomes so easy. Like guys, we have lack of faith when we don't see God rightly. And if we want to grow in intimacy with God, that means that we need to be growing in trust in the Lord. And faith matters to God, guys. And like I said, God will reward us when we have faith. We need to have faith first to believe in the promises that God has for us. You know, in fact, faith is what activates the promises of God to come into our reality. In Luke 8, we see here a woman who is bleeding for 12 years. And as Jesus is walking through the crowds, this woman says to herself, "I know that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed." That was faith. She didn't even see or hear Jesus say, "Hey, if you touch my garment, you'll be healed." But she had faith to believe and she received. Right? And Jesus says to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well." Her faith is what made her find her healing. And when you read earlier in Luke 8:46, when Jesus was walking, he said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." So guys, know that your faith has a power to extract the power from Jesus. Our faith can move wonders. In Matthew 17:20, Jesus says, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." And so guys, like, bring your faith to God, right? Come to him and just be like, "God, this is who you are. And even though I'm struggling to believe this, I choose to put my faith in you." Right? Because as we walk in faith, there may still be fears, but that's when we have to renew our mind and remind ourselves like, "No, God, you are good, God. This is who you say I am." If you're in a place where you're struggling with shame or struggling to see yourself as beautiful, this is where you have to renew your mind day by day. I love what Joyce Meyer says. I was listening to her podcast recently and she was saying how emotions aren't true. Emotions only tell you what you feel. And if you don't have a complete renewed mind, what you are thinking isn't truth. And I love what she says that because it's true, guys. Like, there is a truth and there is a lie. But if we have this stronghold and we have gotten so used to thinking about lies and allowing the lies of the enemy to become who we are, we no longer can trust what we feel or what we're thinking. That's when we have to submit those thoughts and make them obedient to Christ, right? We need to renew our mind in God's truth. And so I would encourage you to continue to renew your mind whenever those things come. Be like, no, if any thought that comes that doesn't align with who God is and who God says I am, we can no longer tolerate it. And it's something that I'm learning right now that I need to practice, right? Even like Paul says in Philippians, that think praiseworthy thoughts, think pure and right thoughts, put it to practice. In fact, he says afterwards. And so unless we put it to practice, we won't see the fullness of God. We won't be able to see ourselves walking in who God created us to be. But we need to be intentional with renewing our mind and taking time to be like, God, no, that's not right, but this is who you say I am. And don't just say these words, but actually believe it in your heart. Because there comes power when we actually believe the words we are saying. We have to come to a place, because I know, you know, for those who are struggling with anxiety, it can be so real. Like, your anxieties are really real to you. But you have to get to a place where you understand that those very anxieties are wrong, that those are lies, right? Because when you, if you still believe, like, you're just saying things, but you still believe in those anxieties, then your words won't have power, right? Faith isn't just mere words spoken, but it's our heart choosing to believe. We have a choice. We can either believe in what we think or what we feel, or believe in God's truth. But guys, like, we have to get to a place where we see God's truth as truth. There can only be one truth, right? You're either believing a true or you're believing a lie. And that's where the battle comes, right? Where the flesh wants us to battle with the spirit, but we have to walk in the spirit, because the spirit brings life. It brings the fullness of God, joy, peace. And if you're in a place where you're not experiencing peace, you're not experiencing joy or love, then that's when you know that you're not abiding in God, right? There's something in your mind that's happening right now that's not in right alignment to the Lord. And God has recently told me, like, Gabby, I want to restore your joy. I want you to have a full joy, the fullness of who I am, which is joy. And that comes when we choose to lay down our fears. We choose to let it go and trust to God and believe in what he says. Believe in who he's called us to be. And you know, I say this all the time to people. You know, sometimes people will say to me, well, Gabby, I don't know if I can trust God by giving myself to believing his word, and then, or living, or, you know, surrendering my life to him. And the question I always ask them is, are you even enjoying your life right now? Right? Many of you guys who are listening are maybe feeling hesitant to surrender to God, right? Or to obey the things that God is asking you to do. But what I want to ask you is, are you even enjoying where you are at right now? And so, like, in a way, it's like we have nothing to lose. We're not even enjoying the life apart from Christ. So why not surrender? Right? Because when we surrender to God, that's the only way for us to see his full promises. We have to first believe that he is good, right? In order for us to take that step. So take that step of faith, whatever that looks like to you. You know, like, think about it right now. What is the step that I need to take to walk in faith, to be able to see God's promises come to pass? Whether you're struggling with identity issues, or waiting for promises that God has for you, or temptations that you're going through, understand that God will empower you to do it. In fact, I want to read here Ephesians 3. 16 to 20. Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Guys, when you read Ephesians 3, Paul is talking all about how God's grace has empowered him to do the work that he's doing, to be able to preach the gospel. And so if God's grace could help him through that, he can also help us to walk rightly before him. Paul says here that I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, and that Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts, through faith. Right? So we need to have faith to receive Jesus, to believe that he's in here, and know that the Holy Spirit will empower you to live the life of who you're called to be, that you are empowered to be victorious, that you are empowered to live fearlessly, and most importantly, to be rooted and established in his love. Like, guys, this is the most important thing. I even believe that our faith is rooted in when we know and believe that God loves us. We all have to be rooted and established in his love, because it's only when we're established in his love that we can experience the fullness of God, right? And the fullness of God also includes experiencing full joy and full peace. There is never a verse in the Bible that excuses us to be in fear, that excuses us to be in a place of hatred or unforgiveness or anxiety. Like, we can experience the fullness of God when we choose to believe that Jesus is here, that he loves us, to be rooted and established in his love. And that we can understand too, right? The next verse, it says here that he's able to do measurably more than all we can ask or imagine because of the power at work within us. Like, guys, even living a right life, even living anxiety-free, we have to understand that's not by our own strength, but it's by his strength. But we first have to come to him with faith and believing that he can transform us. Right? We need to have faith and believe in who we are in Christ, because our faith is what activates the power of God. Just like that woman that I read before, the woman who was bleeding for 12 years, it was her faith that activated her healing. And even if you keep reading on in that passage, it talks about Jairus and his daughter. Because Jesus had healed that woman, Jairus' daughter had already died, and everyone was saying, oh, it's too late, you know, forget it, you don't have to ask Jesus to come. But Jesus overheard what they were saying, and he says this, don't be afraid, just believe. So guys, I pray that through this message, you would realize the importance of believing. We need to first believe. We can't keep waiting. You know, miracles don't just happen. We have to believe for those miracles. And we have God's word and his voice to lead us, to strengthen us, to continue to believe in faith and keep going. So before I pray for you guys, I want to read this last verse in Psalm 1, 1 to 3. It said, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So what the psalm is saying is, blessed are those who delights in the word of God and meditates on it day and night. They will be like a tree planted by streams, which means that you will always be filled. You will always have leaves that don't wither. And in its season, you will yield fruit. And so guys, maybe you're in a place where you're like, man, I'm meditating and meditating, but I'm not seeing change, or I'm not seeing actual fruit in my lives. That will come in season. But know that you can continue to still meditate on God's word and be refreshed, be strengthened, and in season, you will walk out completely. Like, that, those things that torment you will no longer come to torment you, right? But know that every single day, you can live anxiety-free, right? Like, everyone's journey and process of healing is different. But when you come to Jesus, know that he can fill you to a place where you no longer have to have that torment you. And maybe you have to do that every single day. I remember when I struggled with singleness, I had to keep going to God's word day after day after day. And finally, the fear of singleness just broke off me. And that no longer was a stronghold or an issue. So no, don't give in to the lie that, like, oh yeah, you have to wait 5 months from now to be able to be anxiety-free, or whatever your struggles may be. Know that you can come to Jesus right now and receive your healing, right? And receive his mindset, so that you no longer have to think the way you think before. Because scripture says we have the mind of Christ, right? When we accept Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives in us, we have the Holy Spirit who is guiding us and speaking to us. So I would encourage you to continue to meditate on God's word, and to also meditate on truth, right? Ephesians 6 also talks about putting the belt of truth around us. Now, it's not talking about the word of God here. Right here, it's talking about truth. And like I said, there are lies that the enemy has put in your heart, but there are also truths. And these truths can basically easily be like things like, maybe you're believing that one of your relatives hates you, right? Well, that's not a reality, right? So we need to make sure that we are geared up with truth, that we're meditating on things that are true and not things that are false. When you look into the Hebrew root of that word truth, it's talking about things that are not deceitful. And so make sure that you're not wrapping your mind around things that are false, right? That's only going to take you further and further away from peace and from who God has created you to be. So I'd love to pray for you guys. God, I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening in right now, God. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them right now, God, and that you would open their eyes to see you rightly, God. Lord, because our faith comes when we see you rightly. I pray, Lord, that you would open up your scriptures, God. Give them fresh revelation, Lord, to see you like they've never seen you before. God, and I pray that faith would arise in their hearts to believe, Lord, for their breakthrough, God. To believe, God, that you are their Savior, God. And they don't have to live in bondage or fear, but they can walk in a place of freedom. That they can just trust, Lord, that you are for them. Because in order for us to see your protection, to see you rightly, We just have to give ourselves to you and believe. And you always come through, God. You are faithful, Lord. God, you say that your faithfulness lasts from generations to generations, God, that your word always stands true. So I pray right now for those who are doubting your word, God, Lord, that they will choose to no longer doubt, but that they would choose to put their trust in what you say in your word and who you are, God. I pray, Lord, just for peace right now. I just sense many of you guys listening maybe just not having peace in your hearts. But I pray, God, that you yourself are peace. You say that you give peace that the world doesn't give, Lord. You are the word made into flesh, Lord. And so I pray, God, right now, Lord, that as they take in your word, Lord, that they would even take in your peace, that your peace would be a part of their hearts, God. So I thank you, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. So I pray that you guys have been blessed by this. And like I said, I know I've been sharing this too in the previous podcast, but if you guys want as well, you guys can get plugged into our Bible studies. My husband leads the men's group and I lead the women's group. And it's just a great time to each week getting in the word, encouraging one another and helping one another to stay strong in this faith walk. And if you've been blessed by our podcast, please consider giving or even partnering with us. You know, even if it's $5 a month, that does wonders. Right, we have a lot of people who are serving our ministry, who are helping us with, you know, these podcasts coming out, the graphics that you see. We're working on study guides, and so we could use all the help. And so I would encourage you to just pray and ask God, you know, what amount you can give, whether it's one time or monthly. It would surely be a blessing to us and what God is doing. So you guys can donate at livingrevelations.com/donations. And so I pray that you guys have been blessed by this, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.